beautiful, I must say. They are having a lot of good time. They are happy. They are exploring a whole lot of things. Yes, I must say they are making progress. I am making progress too. So every one of us, we are happy to be here.
Welcome to Nursing in America, where nurses share journeys of courage and hope in building new lives in the U.S. Today, parents who moved with kids reveal their heartfelt stories of struggle and triumph. Here they are. Jess Suarez, a nurse from the Philippines, left Qatar for Texas, driven by a dream for her family.
Of course, yeah, just like the other reason, for them, it is also my reason. But honestly speaking, my American dream coming to the U.S. is actually like almost forgotten because, yeah, I graduated like more than a decade ago, and then I landed on a good job, actually a good paying job back in the Middle East where we have allowances and the stocks. So when I passed the NCLEX, I believe that this is now the starting process, like this is now already the good vibe that I will really have. I will really get into the U.S. So that's it. And then it follows as I really focus on the plan that is already before there. And at this all, it is a family decision and they have accepted it. So I came to the U.S.
Mary Joy, also from the Philippines, now in Jacksonville, Florida, chased opportunity for a better life.
You know, in the Philippines, it's really hard to work and to have savings. And so like other reasons, U.S. is a land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they say that if you work hard, you got to see that you really work hard. So, of course, I want my dream to come true, mm-hmm. My U.S. dream.
Rosemary F. Young, a Nigerian nurse who moved from Italy to Syracuse, faced the challenge of preparing her kids.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rosemary Ifeono. I am a Nigerian, but I lived in Italy with my husband and my 6 kids. We came to New York, Syracuse in particular, last year, July. And it was an interesting journey for us. My kids range between 3 and 12 years old. And I work with Crouse Hospital. I'm a registered nurse. Just like Cornelia said, my kids are like in 2 groups, the 3 big ones and the 3 small ones. So the small ones are between 2 and 6, and the big one was between 8 and 12. So initially, I told them that we were going to move, and I gave them a reason why we are moving, that I got this great job. I just want to do something new. And they were like, wow, that's good. So they were really happy. Okay. The 3 small ones, I didn't even have to make much explanation. I just told them we'll be moving because before we left officially, we went to the UK and we spent a lot of time.
Cornelia Santos from the Philippines to California found her son eager for the adventure.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cornelia. We moved here in the United States just this year. I came with my 14-year-old son. I'm a registered nurse currently living and working here in California. I told him like directly that I'm planning to transfer to the U.S. and to live there permanently. In my case, it wasn't so hard for my son because he loves the U.S. He loves watching American movies, you know, the Spider-Man and such. So he was really excited. I didn't have problem with him with the idea of living in another country.
Jess Suarez, moving from Qatar to Texas, faced her kids' emotional questions about leaving home.
At first, actually, these kids, like, they don't care that much in the first place. But when I told already, like, we are nearing the process of getting the visa and everything, then we already have, like, we're going to leave the house soon. We're selling everything. Now they started to search, where are we going? They started to Google it, and then they really ask, are there good people in Texas? Something like that. Are we really able to make friends over there? I just told them in our language, you know, that anyway, this is, I think, the God's will for us because everything, like, go smoothly, went smoothly from all the process. And I told them that, anyway, mom and dad will always be here. Mm-hmm. And of course, we will make sure that you are in a good place, that you will enjoy the things there.
Cornelia Santos felt the weight of a dream realized arriving in LA with her son.
Well, it was so surreal. You know, the thought of landing in Los Angeles, it was like we were in the movies, both of ourselves. So we had about a 16-hour flight from Manila to Los Angeles. So we actually, we didn't sleep. Like, we slept a little because of our excitement. The biggest moment for us actually, when we entered through the immigration process and they asked for our visa packet, when the immigration officer told us, "Welcome to the United States," it's like we looked at each other and it's like, this is it. We're really here. And it was a moment for us. It was a moment like we did something.
Rosemary F. Young, arriving in Syracuse, leaned on her husband to settle her family.
I was still like shocked until I touched the ground. I was like, yes, we are here. Is it true? And it was a whole lot of things. So getting adjusted, getting through with the kids, my husband was very, very helpful.
Jess Suarez endured a tough journey to Texas, pregnant with her two kids.
The hardest part is like physical for me, because I'm, the journey, you know, the travel, like it's more than 24 hours. That's the thing, because I'm pregnant. So that is the thing that's the hardest that I dealt with, my whole family dealt with, because we haven't traveled that much long.
Tina offers wisdom for those first overwhelming moments.
Just don't worry about what other people are thinking in those moments. I had plenty that were worried about their little ones crying as we got them into car seats. That was the least of my worries. I know children can be children. And the thing is, just give them a little bit of grace. They're not going to act. They're not going to be behaved at that point because they're exhausted too.
If Tina's story resonates with you, come connect at kineticsusa.com to start your own journey. Rosemary F. Young faced language and grade challenges for her kids in Syracuse's schools.
Then another thing I just want to add is, for my own case, my kids came from a non-English speaking area. So it was a little difficult, especially for the younger ones. The older ones, they were good in English, but the younger ones, it was a little difficult for them because they know most of the things in English, but then when you come to writing, it was a problem for them. For most of them, yes, except one. And I wasn't surprised about that one because she started a little bit earlier. So she was supposed to be in grade 4 when we came in, but she was younger for that grade 4. So they had to make her repeat grade 3. But she already completed that grade 3 back in Italy.
Cornelia Santos saw her son thrive in California's less rigid school system.
It was so good for him because he was excited. My son's a teenager. So, and he's been watching American teenage movies, how open they are with fashion, with hair, because back home, it's quite strict, like how you dress. They always have uniforms. Public schools and private schools in the Philippines always need to have uniforms. So in here, he can express himself through the dresses he wear, the hairstyles he can have. And he, most of the time, he enjoys walking to and from school because he has gained a lot of friends. It's a lot different from what we used to back home. It's a lot better, actually. I told him to just enjoy teenage life. He's very lucky to be able to enter an American school because back home, it's really expensive to enter an international school. And in here, the opportunities for children are very, very large.
Jess Suarez's kids found new friends in Texas despite a tough transition.
It is because, like, they are accepted, like, they are currently in grade 4. and grade three. So they didn't finish, from what they have back in Qatar. So I'm glad that they're accepted to what grade they're in. And then actually they're very happy. They are very excited because they told you that I meet new friends. Actually, because my kids are like homeschooling in Qatar, so the transition here is a little bit different for them. Because, you know, from when the COVID starts, I decided to homeschool them and they will be exposed to a different new environment. You know, there is now really a physical classroom. But anyway, I'm grateful here because the school accepted them like in the start of April.
Holly Fields offers practical advice for school enrollment.
Typically, most districts, the bigger districts in the United States, are doing online enrollment. Some are still, you have to go to the school and enroll. So the key to this, as we've all mentioned here, is thank goodness for the internet. You can search your school district. You can find your school. And usually they will tell you from there if you'll go online or if you need to call the school. Any information that you can bring from your children's previous school, from your country of origin, is very important. Transcripts, any awards. When you get to the high school level, grades 9, 10, 11, and 12, what I would highly encourage is if your child's school can give you like a document of like what their courses entailed, that's very helpful for those high schooler children.
Tina shares how open communication helped kids adjust to new schools.
Yes. So a big thing is, just like Cornelia mentioned and Rosemary touched on as well, is having that communication with your children, making sure that they know that they can come to you. The U.S. is very big on anti-bullying. A lot of schools have movements on that. So the fortunate thing with technology that comes is that you can communicate with your teacher daily through, they have apps, they have emails, and they're always connecting with you.
Rosemary F. Young works closely with her daughter to navigate school struggles.
Well, on my path, I trained up my kids in such a way that they feel free to talk with me all the time. We have good time talking together. And I always like to be very sincere and like kind of upfront with events with them, try to know what they want and how they feel. So I spend much time with her, letting her get things, you know, processed and kind of prepare her mind, because she is the only one I kind of get worried for. And must say, honestly, I had that issue with her. By the time she spent 2 months there, she told me, "Mom, what the hell is going on in this school?"
Holly Fields reflects on the flexibility that helped families settle in.
I will tell you, with the families that I've relocated through O'Grady Peyton, and I keep in touch with my nurses, that often they'll tell me the children adapt the quickest and assimilate quickly and meet friends. And if you think about it, it's because they're young and adaptable. They are asking questions and they will have their natural abilities to adapt.
Holly Fields celebrates the rewards of perseverance.
Always reflect on your reasoning of why you decided to pursue this journey and hold fast to that. And second of all, acknowledge that this is a major life event, that you've decided to embark and learn new things. And just remember, back when you were a child, sometimes learning was fun and sometimes it was challenging. But remember, it never stays in one or the other. It continually flows and fluctuates. So keep that in mind and always ask questions, and you will have a successful journey. And I wish you the very best.
Jess Suarez on the faith that carried her family.
Yeah, there's always a leap of faith. Coming to U.S. is more than a big decision. It's a leap of faith. But anyway, it is for your family. It is for your own good. So just make sure that you are prepared for the pros and the cons. And making a decision will really help us.
Cornelia Santos sees a brighter future for her son.
So yeah, anyone who's thinking of moving to the U.S. with your children, it's not a hindrance. It's actually a big opportunity for you and your family to be here in the U.S. It's a first world country, especially for Filipinos. You know, we're from a third world country. The difference is huge. So I encourage you guys to come here.
Rosemary Effiong closes with hope for all dreamers.
Beautiful, I must say. They are having a lot of good time. They are happy. They are exploring a whole lot of things. Yes, I must say they are making progress. I am making progress too. So every one of us, we are happy to be here. It's not going to be easy, but at the end of the day, you'll be happy that you made that trip.
That's Nursing in America. These nurses turned dreams into reality through courage and heart. You can too. Take that leap, embrace the journey, and build your future in America. Until next time, keep moving forward.